Good evening. Let's come to order, please, and go on the record. My name is Catherine Cooper. I'm a staff attorney with the commission, and I'm serving as the hearing examiner tonight in this hearing. I now call docket for EMP-102-1 in the matter of the application of Pitt Solar LLC, formerly known as Bethel NCL11 Solar LLC, for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct a 150 megawatt solar photovoltaic electric generating facility to be located east of North Carolina Highway 11 South and north of North Carolina Highway 30 in the town of Bethel in Pitt County, North Carolina, and to be operated as a merchant generating facility. On August 10th, 2020, Bethel NC11 Solar LLC application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity, along with pre-filed testimony of Linda Nwadike, and I may not have her name quite pronounced correctly, and her exhibits were filed as well, some of which contain confidential information. On August 19th, 2020, the public staff filed a notice required by Commission Rule R8-63D with respect to the completeness of the application filed by the applicant. On October 5th, 2020, staff of the Commission's Chief Clerk's Office filed a copy of the letter sent to the State Clearinghouse, notifying the Clearinghouse of the application. In addition, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearings, requiring filing of testimony, establishing procedural guidelines, and requiring public notice. On October 16, 2020, the applicant filed supplemental pre-filed testimony of Linda Nwadike, some of which also contained confidential information. On October 23, 2020, the applicant filed a notice of name change and motion to amend the application from the original name of Bethel NC11 Solar LLC to the new legal name of the applicant, Pitt Solar LLC. The commission hereby acknowledges the name change and has changed the caption and the docket accordingly. On October 26, 2020, the public staff filed a motion for extensions of time, seeking an extension of time until November 12, 2020, to file its direct testimony and exhibits, and an extension of time until November 25, 2020, for the applicant to file its rebuttal testimony and exhibits. On October 30 of 2020, the commission issued an order granting the extensions of time and canceling the expert witness hearing scheduled for December 3rd, 2020. On November 12, 2020, Pitt Solar LLC filed its affidavit of publication of the notice of public witness hearing, which had been published in a newspaper having general circulation in Pitt County once a week for four successive weeks on October 14th, October 21st, and October 28th, 2020, and also on November 4th, 2020. On November 12, 2020, the State Clearinghouse filed its comments concerning the application. In addition, on November 12, 2020, the public staff filed the testimony of Dustin R. Metz, Utilities Engineer, Electric Section, Energy Division, Public Staff, North Carolina Utilities Commission. And in compliance with the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and note at this time that no member of the commission has a conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this evening. So I will now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with the applicant, Mr. Eason.
Thank you, Ms. Cooper. My name is Joe Eason. I'm with the Raleigh office of Nelson Mullins, Raleigh in Scarborough, and I'm appearing today and have appeared since the original filing of the application on behalf of the applicant, Pitt Solar LLC. And attending with me is an officer of that entity, the Director of Planning, Linda Nwadike, is also present.
Ms. Holt.
Good evening. I'm Gina Holt with the public staff here on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Before we begin with the testimony, I would like to say a few words about the process that we will use tonight. I appreciate members of the public calling in to voice your views on this important matter, and we welcome your testimony. Because the commission functions as a court, the commission cannot respond to any questions that may be raised at this hearing. But I am here tonight on behalf of the commission to listen, to hear from the public, and to receive evidence in the form of your testimony. Please note that a recording of this hearing and the transcript will be available to the commissioners on this panel who will decide this matter before them. As far as the logistics this evening, when the public staff calls your name, you will be unmuted and I will affirm you for your testimony. Then the court reporter will record all of this, so please be sure to speak as clearly and as slowly as you can. Once you have completed your testimony, the attorney for each party and I may have further questions for you. These questions are not intended to challenge you or embarrass you, but they are to make sure that everyone understands the testimony that you are giving. We will generally give you 5 minutes for your testimony, and that time will start when you begin making your statement, not when you are being affirmed. Ms. Holt, will you please call your first witness?
Yes, the public staff calls Mr. Lawrence Watts.
I'm right here.
Okay, good evening, Mr. Watts. I'm going to affirm you now. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you are about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And we're back with Ms. Holt right now.
Mr. Watts, good evening. Could you please state your name and your address for the record?
My name is Lawrence A. Watts, Jr., and I live at 204A Hickory Street, Greenville, North Carolina.
Thank you. And you have a statement to make tonight?
I beg your pardon?
And you'd like to make a statement tonight?
Yes, I'd like very much to make a statement tonight.
Okay, please proceed.
Are you ready to receive it?
Yes, I am.
May I start now?
Yes, you may start.
The solar plant builders are not required to have their building plans and specifications approved by the county or the state government. After they get their building permits, they are free to shop around for the least expensive, lowest quality solar panels and maximize their profit on the construction phase of the project. Number two, it has been a practice that a solar plant have the 100% solar plant capacity in the plant's name. This insinuates the plant can generate 100% capacity, since the fuel source for a solar plant is sunshine. It is physically impossible for a solar plant to produce electricity 100% of the time. This is a false statement. Number three, the law requires that the generating company pay the receiving company the receiving company's avoided cost. The avoided cost is the receiving company's selling price less the profit. So the avoided cost is absolutely the lowest possible cost they could get for the solar plant's electricity. It just so happens that in North Carolina, during the years that I was in the power business, Duke Power Company had the lowest production cost in the nation. We never could understand how Duke could generate electric power for less cost than we did. And I look at this avoided cost as an invitation for solar developers to come to North Carolina and flood the North Carolina market, because our avoided cost is the lowest in the nation right now. It has proven in other states that this particular phenomenon makes the cost of electric power go up at the residential rate or at the consumer's rate. Our residential power in North Carolina is among the lowest in the country. If we continue to build solar plants, it's expected that our consumer rates for electric power will increase rapidly. When I made this pitch before, I didn't get this much time. As a matter of fact, I didn't get any time at all. And now I'm just having a good time telling you things. But the county commissioners have a great appreciation for the property tax a solar farm pays them each year. Very few county commissioners know this property tax has been given an 80% discount from the tax rate others must pay. Do you think this is a fair thing to do to those taxpayers in these counties? Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Watts.
We can hear you, Mr. Watts. You have one more minute.
Local government agencies go to great lengths to make sure the solar plant does not violate local zoning laws or any other laws. But none of the effort is given to advising the landowner the damage that's going to take place on his land. And these areas where solar farms are built have to be treated severely to cut down on vegetation growth and wild animal production. And it's been estimated that the poisons that are spread on solar farm land will never be good for anything that you could grow in any time in the future. In other words, the land that's under the solar farm is going to be a desert wasteland. And if you have 1,000 acres on a solar farm, it's going to be 1,000 acres wasteland when we're over. That's all I have.
All right, thank you, Mr. Watson. There may be some questions for you, so if you can hold on for a minute. Mr. Eason, did you have any questions for Mr. Watts?
I just wanted to clarify something for the record, Ms. Cooper. Mr. Watts, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, my name's Joe Eason. I just wanted to confirm, it sounded like your concerns that you've expressed apply generically to all solar farms and not this specific project or this specific applicant. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. That's the only thing I wanted to clarify. Thank you, Ms. Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Easton. Ms. Holt, did you have any questions for Mr. Easton? I'm sorry, for Mr. Watts?
No, I don't, but the public staff intends to follow up after the hearing with Mr. Easton. Tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. And so, Mr. Watts, thank you so much for your time tonight. The commission does not have any questions for you, and we thank you for your time. And if you would like to get a copy of the recording, it will be in the docket on the commission's website as an audio recording and as a transcript. If you have further questions, you can contact the public staff about getting a copy of the transcript. And are there any further? Did you have any questions?
Yes, I'd like to hear the other people who are speaking.
You're the only person speaking tonight.
Well, I'm disappointed. I thought there would be others. But I thank you very much for this opportunity. I really do appreciate it.
Well, we really do thank you for your time and for your concern. And are there any further procedural matters before us by the parties, Ms. Holt?
When I did this before, I could understand every word you said. Tonight, I'm getting so much static between us that I very hardly understand what you're saying.
When you get to the trans,
what I'm saying.
Okay, we've been able to understand what you're saying.
I'll be anxious to get the transcript.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Mr. Eason, did you have any procedural matters?
No, Madam Hearing Examiner, I did not.
Okay. Seeing none, I thank you all for your time. This hearing is concluded.